CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
A veteran who served in the Beijing Armed Police Fire Brigade during the Tiananmen Square massacre on June 4, 1989, expressed remorse during an interview with the Epoch Times.
六四武警反思，军队镇压对人民有罪。据《大纪元时报》报道，原北京武警消防总队的一名退伍老兵曾经历了1989年六四事件，他对自己当年支持中共镇压学生感到后悔。
The 1989 Tiananmen Square protests and massacre is known in China as the June 4th incident. The Chinese Communist regime's military opened fire on unarmed pro-democracy college students and citizens in Tiananmen Square and major roads in Beijing, killing tens of thousands after 2 months of mass protests against the regime's corruption and demands for democracy. The regime has done its utmost to stymie any form of public discussion of the incident 34 years ago.
六四事件又称八九民运、八九学运，是指1989年4月中旬开始的以悼念胡耀邦活动为导火线，由中国大陆高校学生在北京市天安门广场发起，持续近两个月的反对官僚腐败、要求民主的运动。6月3日晚间至6月4日凌晨，中共军队、武装警察部队和警察在北京天安门广场对示威集会进行武力清场，成千上万的学生和市民被杀害。34年来，中共用尽手段阻止人们了解六四真相。
Li Ming, a pseudonym, told the Epoch Times that he was in the number 31 squadron of the 14th Division of the Beijing Armed Police Fire Brigade. The Chinese People's Armed Police Force is part of the Chinese Military People's Liberation Army Forces.
Li Ming, 化名，告诉大纪元记者，他当时在北京武警消防总队14支队、31中队，属于中共军队的一部分。
At that time, the ruling Chinese Communist Party CCP's Central Military Commission mobilized several military units, including those stationed in Beijing and our armed police firefighters, Li recounted. We received orders to stand by to join the military action to pacify the riots anytime.
他回忆说，当时中央军委调了几个军的部队，包括在北京驻扎的部队，还包括我们消防，我们接到命令，时刻准备参加平息暴乱军事行动。
Li said, the order given to our fire brigade was that we were allowed to respond to civilian fires, but prohibited from responding to military vehicles on fire, such as armed military vehicles.
李明说，我们消防总队给的命令是民间的火灾可以出警，部队的像装甲车、军车着火禁止出警。
Li said that his squadron was notified of a fire emergency on the morning of June 4th. An armored military vehicle was on fire in Mintuoguo district of Beijing, with one dead, one seriously injured, and four with minor injuries. Just as the firefighters were being dispatched,The fire truck was stopped by the instructor as soon as it drove out of the garage, he said.
李明所在的中队在6月4日上午接到一条火警，发生地点在门头沟，一辆装甲车让人点着，一死一重伤，轻伤四人。他们中队接到报警之后准备出警，但是救火车刚开出了车库就被指导员阻拦。
After June 4th, the Chinese Communist regime's official media used video footage of military vehicles on fire to justify the regime's killing of unarmed civilians and to support its pacifying riots claim. Lee said he was not sent to participate in the assault on Tiananmen Square.
六四屠杀发生后，中共官方媒体用军队车辆在焚烧的画面来为共军杀害手无寸铁的平民进行辩护，并要求民众支持其平息暴乱。利明说，他当时没有被派去参加武力清场行动。
Lee recounted, "In the beginning, we supported the students and workers who were protesting, but during the period from May 23rd to 26th of that year, our views changed."
李明还披露，最开始我们支持学生跟工人，但是在那年的5月23号到26号这期间，我们的看法发生了变化。
He said that the Beijing TV station broadcast a video that showed a new recruit of the Beijing Armed Police Corps who was beaten to the ground by people on the street after being separated from his company during training drills in the city of Chaiyang Avenue in Xidian.
他透露，当时北京电视台有意地播放了一个录像，是北京武警总队的一个新兵训练连，新兵出去操练。经过从长安街往西单拐弯的地方时，最后一名新兵被路人阻断了，而且路人将他殴打在地上。
After seeing this video, we're all indignant, which changed our thinking. He said that this is why they obeyed the orders of their superiors.
李明说，当时看到这个视频之后，我们都很愤慨，从而改变了我们的思想。他表示，这也是他们听从上级军令的原因。
Lee also said that after June 4th, all the training was suspended for 3 months and they had to go through thought ideological education until September of that year.
李明还透露，六四以后整顿3个月，训练都不训练了，部队进行整顿，思想教育，一直到9月份。
We, the frontline units, were not allowed to sympathize with the students. As military, they must enforce discipline, he said. That's why we had to be rectified to achieve ideological unity.
李明说，在我们基层部队不允许声援学生的事情发生，作为部队是必须要执行纪律的，所以才这么整顿，就是为了达到思想统一。
Lee later returned to his village after retiring from the military. In 2004, Lee's village was forcibly taken over and demolished by authorities to construct a railway, and the compensation was unreasonable. Since then, he has embarked on the journey of defending his and fellow villagers' rights. He has become a sensitive figure in the authorities' view.
李明退役后回到农村。2004年，他们村因建铁路遭遇强征强拆，补偿不合理的事情。他从此走上了上访维权之路，成为当地敏感人物。
He said his experience of a decade of defending rights showed his many truths. He said he was completely disillusioned with the CCP regime, which has also brought him to reflect on the Tiananmen Square massacre.
李明说，自己的维权之路让他明白了很多东西，也让他看到很多真相。对中共政府也彻底失望了，并且对六四进行了反思。
When I saw the commemorative medal for quelling the counter-revolutionary riot and heard people say that I had meritorious service in it, I said I was guilty, as I was against the people, he said. Lee said, at the time, I firmly supported the CCP's Central Committee and the government, but today, 30 years later, I can seethat the students and workers were on the right side, but I was wrong. I think the massacre should be rectified.
他说，我看到平息反革命暴乱的纪念章，人家说我有功，我说我有罪，我对人民有罪。我当时是坚决支持了党中央，支持了政府。可是30年后的今天，我看当年学生、工人没有错，我有错。我认为六四应该平反。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 9.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Toss Now, and the song is called Family Roots, which is from the album titled Flesh and Bone, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That Chinese Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Toss Now 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Family Roots。 sang by Colin Foley, and it's called Harmony, which is from the album titled Party Music, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.colinfoley.com。听众朋友，接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大音乐人 Colin Foley 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Harmony。接下来我们再次回到更多的中国音乐，接下来请大家欣赏来自台湾 歌手潘越云演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《别再迷惘》。Now we're back to more Chinese music. A plex is a song vocal by Taiwanese musician Pan Yueyun, and it's called 别再迷惘, which means don't wander any longer. Hope you enjoy.
将谁夜风吹荡，没有停住的地方，也没有情感的归乡。我是漂泊的云彩，将谁夜风吹荡。
Comes the last song of today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's a song vocal by 蔡琴, and it's called 被遗忘的时光, which means the time that forgotten. And I wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune.It's Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《被遗忘的时光》。在这里呢，何西感谢您和我一道度过了又一个愉快的周六午间时光。我祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
谁在敲打我窗，是谁在撩动琴弦，那一段被遗忘的时伸出我心坎，是谁在敲打我窗，是谁在撩动琴弦，是一种那欢乐的情景，敲打我窗。